20 years ago, Harvard professor Randall Kennedy published a book with a title that I can't say on the air. It's a word that makes many people uncomfortable and angry, but sparking passionate debate about the word's history and usage was Kennedy's goal all along. Now there's a 20th anniversary edition of the book, and Randall Kennedy joins me to talk about it. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on.
So let's deal with that very first problem, which is that I can't say the title of your book on the air, and yet you don't seem to think much of people using N-word instead of the actual word.
I think it's too bad that you can't use this word on the air. After all, it's a word. It's a very powerful word, but it's a familiar word. And I'm sure that your listeners know what word we're talking about. So the idea that there's some benefit from your repressing the airing of the word seems, I think, that's something we can talk about. I don't think it's good practice.
So let's talk about it then. I, growing up, had a very different experience. My Black grandfather would have lost his mind if I had used that word in any context whatsoever. That was not the experience you have. You say you grew up hearing it in many different contexts, and coming from your grandfather, at least, none of them were hateful. Can you explain?
Well, I've experienced with this word being used in a hateful way. I have been the target of this word. But the word can be used in other ways. And in my household, the word was put to all sorts of different uses. Both my parents used the word, my father especially. He could use this word as a term of endearment. He used this word when he was talking about the greatness of various people, Jackie Robinson or Thurgood Marshall. He also used this word when he was trying to show contempt for people. So I grew up in a household in which the full gamut of uses of this word was on display.
What's wrong with simply saying that this is a word for the Black community and it shouldn't be used by anyone outside that community?
What's wrong with that is that that sort of proposition puts racial barriers in the realm of culture. And I think that that is a bad thing. I think that ideas should be open to all. Black people can certainly use this word in a racist way. And when they do, they ought to be criticized for it. I don't care what your hue is. If you're using this word in a way to hurt people, then, you know, I'm against you. On the other hand, there are plenty of people who have used this word in a comedic way, as a tool of satire. And if they're using this word in those sorts of ways and they're white, so be it. So Mark Twain in Huckleberry Finn deploys this word hundreds of times. Is he doing it to put Black people down? No, he's not doing it to put Black people down. He's doing it to create a wonderful novel.
Yeah, you could say he was doing the opposite. The only really noble character is Jim.
There are other people as well. I mean, you know, Dick Gregory, Dick Gregory's first memoir. A memoir. Well, I mean, was he trying to put Black people down? No. It was a memoir that was penned while he was a civil rights activist, and he was trying to engage in anti-racist activism. So this word can be put to lots of different uses.
So you mentioned cases in which an academic, a white academic especially, has used this word. In some cases, their job has been threatened. They've been roundly criticized. Even when they were just describing the name of a panel that had this word in the title of the panel discussion or the curriculum. I mean, you call it an overreaction and the shutting down of discourse about the history of this word when we shut down academic study of it.
Yeah, well, the case that you just mentioned, and by the way, there are many such cases, very disturbing. When people talk about, you know, using the word, I think what comes to mind is somebody deploying this word as a weapon to hurt people. The case that you just mentioned, I wouldn't say that the person was actually using the word. The person was mentioning the word. So if somebody is giving a class on, let's say, James Baldwin, and then quotes James Baldwin, and in quoting James Baldwin, they quote this word, and then somebody complains and says, oh, you're using the word, it seems to me, no, you're mischaracterizing what's going on.
I do feel the need to sort of test where your tolerance ends for the word, because you defend Bill Maher's usage of it, in which he used it as a joke that I found to be incredibly offensive. You defend that. Why? Why was it okay for Bill Maher to respond to a politician by saying, you forget I'm a House N-word?
Mm-hmm. You know, it might not have been a good joke. Maybe it was a dud. But was it racist? I mean, can one reasonably infer from what Bill Maher said that Bill Maher was trying to put down black people? In my view, the answer is no. You asked me about, you know, the limits of my tolerance for the word. Well, in this 20th anniversary edition, the first few pages of the preface outline cases in which the infamous N-word is in the background of atrocious racial mistreatment. I mean, this word is still being used in the United States as a way of putting down black people, and I'm totally against that. I don't want to make it seem as though I'm indifferent to the word, or I think that the word can only be used in, you know, a comedic way or a satirical way. No, I'm very aware of the way in which this word has been used to terrorize black people.
Just about every black person in America remembers the first time they were called that word. Mm-hmm. I mean, I even remember it. As light-skinned as I am, I remember that in elementary school. And it still is a little painful. You have advice, though, for people who say that hearing that word used, especially by a white person, is too painful for them. What is your response to someone who says, listen, just exposing me to this word is a form of abuse?
I'd say a couple of things. One, we need to be clear about, well, you know, is it a form of abuse? There's some instances in which people have said that hearing the word is abusive. And, you know, in my view, the context in which it was used was not abusive. Again, you know, the teacher who is reading from, let's say, a Toni Morrison novel. But let's take the case in which the word is being used in a racist fashion. I would say to someone, listen, don't you want to be in a position such that this word, just hearing this word, does not drive you to your knees? Where would we be if the great John Lewis or the great Martin Luther King Jr. or the great Fannie Lou Hamer had been so traumatized that they were unable to act in the heroic ways in which they acted because they heard this word? It's not a good thing for you to be in a position in which you are disabled by hearing, you know, this word or by seeing this word. You should work on yourself, frankly, such that you can be on top of this word so that you are controlling yourself and not allowing the racist use of this word to control you.
So in the new introduction to this 20th anniversary edition, you point out that 20 years ago, you predicted the N-word would survive all attempts to bury it. One attempt came from the NAACP, in fact, and you were right. I wonder, are you prepared to make a similar prediction today?
Yes. In 20 years, the infamous N-word will be part of the American lexicon. Look at comedians. Look at the way in which they are referring to people. People now are using the N-word to refer to all sorts of people, including white people.
Yeah.
So, you know, the N-word will change. Comedians and others, other commentators, will play around with the N-word and put it in, you know, different people's mouths and, you know, do various things with it. But will this word be with us in 20 years? Oh, yes. It's so deeply entrenched in American culture that I have no doubt that it'll be around in 20 years.
Harvard professor Randall Kennedy, his book, which we will call the N-word, although that's not the title, The Strange Career of a Troublesome Word. Randall Kennedy, thank you so much.
Thank you. Be well.